right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Welcome back.
Cheers.
Why did you stop short? You were like coming at it and then you're just like waiting for me to like go the rest of the way.
That's my bad. I got thrown off because I was holding my cup not by the handle.
Hey, who's got something in their cup? Let us know. But we're excited to be here. Those of you, by the way, this podcast, for those of you who don't know, this podcast is going to double as a picture for anyone who might be interested in serving on the student ministry team. Mm-hmm. So these podcasts are going to live far beyond just like the, you know, weekly date that it is. Yep. So those of you watching, welcome. I'm Nick. This is Allie. If you haven't met, we're on the students team here. And today we're going to talk about safety. The safety
is so
team.
Important.
Oh, it's so important. We're going to dive into that. But if you do choose to join our team, one of the things that happens is we do this leader podcast every single Monday morning, hence the screen right here. And we do a shout out also every single Monday morning. And so today, the shout out and the prize in the leader workroom is going to go to none other than the one and only Shelly Bobrowski. So Allie is new. So Allie, if you didn't know Shelly, Shelly is one of our sixth grade girl leaders.
Yes,
and
Shelly.
Here's one of the things you guys might not know is we had an amazing sixth grade girl leader who served in the opposite hour of Shelly. So Shelly served at 9:45. We had an amazing leader. Her name was Katie. She moved to Corpus Christi because her husband is a youth pastor and got a job there. And we miss him, but we miss her more. And we have been trying to replace this leader now for a hot minute. The replacement has been one of our very own, Kaylee Farnan. And but Kaylee went on vacation.
She did.
And she deserved it. She earned it.
Yeah.
But there we go. Not having a leader in 11 o'clock. And all of our subs had already been used or asked or like whatever. And so I was in a rough spot. You hadn't started yet either.
No,
so
I hadn't.
I didn't know. I didn't have anywhere to put. I didn't have anyone. And so I just threw out a very like jovial. That is a word, but it's not what I'm trying to say. A very like lighthearted message in the group me about like, hey, I know some of you are really looking for like double serving opportunities. If that's you, jump in and Shelly. And you know what she even told me? She's like, anytime, like let me know. Like, so Shelly, thank you.
Thank you.
For your
we
willingness.
Love to see it.
Yes. Thank you for serving students and just being awesome.
Yes.
So shout out to Shelly. Shelly, there's something for you in the leader workroom. Something, because I don't know exactly what it is yet, but it's there and it'll be awesome. So shout out to Shelly.
Congrats, Shelly.
Yes. Hey, let's talk about safety.
Safety.
Yeah. So last episode, we talked about cafe. We talked about check-in.
Yep.
Today we're going to talk about safety, which is like kind of rounding out the trifecta, if you will, of like non-student, direct student care or direct student contact jobs, okay? These jobs, these three, so cafe, check-in, and safety, they do interact with students, but less so than perhaps like a connect group leader. So if you're watching this, you're saying like, hey, I might be interested in safety or helping out on Wednesday night. Both of those are like, they're like student, I would say student adjacent.
Student adjacent.
Yeah, you're there, you're hanging out, you're doing the thing. But like a safety person's job description, once again, linked down below in the show notes, is every adult in our building, with the exception of me, basically, because I always forget to check in, should have a green name tag. And so for us, we say green means screened, okay? You're only allowed to be in this building and check into the leader workroom check-in stations, and then thus get a green name tag printed out, which means you've gone through the safety screening, which means you're allowed to be here. We'll let guests in the building and all that stuff, and they're able to have like a blue handwritten name tag, but they need to check in, right? So they need to know. And we have like a security team, and those are the police officers that look very menacing and scary. You're not one of them, right? Like, we're not asking you to like stand there with a bulletproof vest.
Nope.
Or a gun. We are asking you to keep an eye on the nooks and crannies of the building, like where students might find themselves if they go to the bathroom and they don't come out for like a minute. Yeah. Like, you're kind of just keeping a general pulse on all of that. So Sunday mornings when kids are in connect groups and bays, Wednesday nights, you might be assigned or you will be assigned the safety position after programming is over.
Yeah.
So on a Wednesday night, we typically have like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or so. And just so if, and listen, here's the truth. If at any point we get like sued, mm-hmm. we can look back and be like, hey, on this date, so-and-so was there. Yep. Like we know for a fact that like that position was staffed. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing we're going to ask some of you to do. Our table leaders, mm-hmm. our student, like teenagers, like high school students that help lead discussion at our tables yes. on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. We have 16 tables, and that means we should have 16 student table leaders.
Yep.
And I think we do on a roster, but they don't always show up every single mm-hmm. week. So the other thing that would be amazing is if you don't see someone with a pink lanyard around their neck, that insinuates table leader. Mm-hmm. Now, any student impact will be wearing a lanyard. So that's if they're on the tech team, if they're on the social team, if they're on the hello team, if they're on the cafe team, if they're on the worship team, they probably aren't wearing the lanyard. But everybody else, those are orange. So you want to look for the pink. So like Allie, yeah. right?
Super
that color.
Mm-hmm.
If there is not a pink lanyard at a table, we ask our safety yeah. guys, so like Wes Rowe, Connor Pruitt, mm-hmm. Heath Hosier, like we ask them to hop in
yes.
and help Jackson Boyd to help with discussion at that table. Mm-hmm. And so like obviously another element, sometimes those kids can get a little like off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to go over there sometimes.
You do.
Like, mm-hmm. drop the hammer.
Yeah.
And you could be firm and still be nice. They're still going to
so
like
true.
You. They're still going to like you.
Yep. Two things can be true at the same time.
That dude, you're so right about mm-hmm. that. So that's essentially what that role looks like. Yeah. Wednesday night, you're going to get a lot more contact mm-hmm. with students because let's just be honest, we're probably going to put you at a table.
Yep.
Sunday morning, you might not get quite as much contact with students unless, of course, you do step in as like
yes.
a fill-in or a sub or a second mm-hmm. person in a room if we need it. But just like we talked about in the last episode, cafe, check-in, safety. These are all amazing entry-level positions,
yep.
and all of them can serve on a rotation.
Yes.
So a couple times a month, we'll send out notifications mm-hmm. so that you're reminded of like which week you are, which week you aren't. And that way, like if you're wanting to go to a connect group on your mm-hmm. other weeks or like you have other things going on, like you can kind of dip your toe
yes.
right in the serving water.
Get to know the ministry, get to know students, and just get to see how everything is run and get comfortable with everything.
Yeah. And then we also get to know
yes,
you.
Exactly.
Which is also great. And
uh-huh.
if you're awesome, like Wes Rowe, we'll then tap you on the shoulder
yep.
to be a Connect Group assistant. And mm-hmm. you will begrudgingly say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be all the way in just like he is. And then you'll be going to camp and you'll be doing all the things. So
yes.
be like Wes one day.
We love Wes.
Oh, we love Wes. All right. So Allie, I got a story to tell you. And it's from before you started. So for those of
okay.
you watching, you don't know, she's been here 6 days. So
yeah.
Couple weeks ago, Ben was in a Connect group, and he was subbing, and I walked in. That Connect group was dead. Like I was like, I looked at him. I gave him like this like eyeball look, like whoa, like what's going on in here? And he gave me an eyeball look back, like it's as bad as you think it is. And so we're like, I was like, dang man. And so I was like, some of these kids, they'll just come in on Sunday mornings and they will just ride out their time, man. They're
mm-hmm.
like, I'm not talking no matter how badly you want me to talk.
Yeah.
Not doing it. And that was a position they were in. And so him and I were hosting that Sunday morning, just
mm-hmm.
doing a couple quick announcements, quick video clip, and then off to the base. And so I was like, let's let the countdown run out and then let's just sit here awkwardly, quietly, like they do.
Uh-huh.
When a question is asked mm-hmm. of them, right? So we're like, okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Countdown comes down. We're like sitting there.
Yeah.
But our tech guy was back there, and it was like one of his first few times. Like,
got it.
Love this kid. 7th grader.
Mm-hmm.
Only done it a handful of times. Music is just still pumping. And we're like, me and Ben are like doing this bit. Like, we're committed
yeah.
to this bit. We're just like
mm-hmm.
sitting there. We're just like, but the music's not turning off. So no one knows what we're doing. And I see through into the lobby, I see Cody.
Uh-huh.
And Cody kind of like oversees the tech team right now. So I'm like, Cody Dupuis, you're needed in the tech booth. Like give like a principal announcement,
yes,
like over
of course.
The PA system. And so our whole little bit was ruined because of music. Music,
that's unfortunate.
I know, like just as you're listening to
yeah.
this right now, you know, cause there's, I'm making the editor put music under this moment right now. You know that music changes everything.
It does.
It could be horror, or it could be funny.
Yeah.
Or it could be intense. you never know. Music changed everything. So that's our story, and we're sticking with it.
It's
hey,
story.
Thanks so much for being here, everyone. Yeah. Let's crash land this thing.
All right.
Peace out. Love you guys.
Bye.